The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
You know, I think another big thing for people at the moment is dogs. I feel like I'm the last person in Ireland now who hasn't bought a dog. They have figures on it. Last year saw an increase of 25% in the number of dogs, new dogs microchipped. Gillian Bird, Head of Education and Media in the DSPCA, is on the line. So, Gillian, there's no way there's only 25% increase in dog ownership in the last year. I'd say it's probably much higher than that, is it?
Oh, I would think it is. Yeah, I mean, it just seems to have gone absolutely mad. I mean, some are going somewhere. A lot of the dogs that are being born in the registered breeding establishments, they're not being exported out of the country as much as they would have been. So they're going somewhere. So everywhere you look, you see people who've got what we're calling the COVID puppies. They're not puppies much anymore, but And like rescue centres, we're like ourselves, you know, we're inundated with requests of people wanting dogs.
And of course, you would prefer to see people adopt a dog from you than go off buying it from some geezer, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, the we've always said it's better to adopt than to buy an animal. But it's really important, especially at the moment, because people are...
OK, I'm losing you there, Gillian. OK, Gillian, we'll ring you back on another line. I've lost you there. We'll take a quick break.
Email brendan at rte.ie.
Gillian Bird is from the DSPCA is back on the line. Are you there, Gillian?
I am, yeah. I think the wind blew in the wrong direction
okay.
That time.
Phew, there was a pause there for a second and I thought, oh no, she's there. So listen, who's adopting dogs from you? What kind of people?
So we're getting a lot of people adopting dogs, families, a lot of families adopting dogs. There's a few people who would be single on their own and thinking, well, you know, this is a great time to actually take on a pet. So we're getting a lot of different people adopting for lots of different reasons. And the usual lesson is, you know, if you haven't had a dog or a pet before, you need to think about why you didn't have one in your life. But it is great that yes. There are so many more pets in lives now.
And are a lot of people arriving back with the dogs?
No, they're not. The way we're doing our adoption system is we're actually fostering the animal for a couple of weeks before people sign the adoption papers. So it means that we know we've already made a good match. They have the pet in their home for a couple of weeks. They're trying really hard. We're giving them all the support. And once we know that it looks like it's a really good fit, then that's going to their forever home.
OK, and you also want to say that if anyone is thinking about buying or adopting a surprise dog for granny or granddad because they're lonely or whatever, or somebody they think might like a dog, don't do that.
Yeah, no, really don't. It's always better to talk to all the family members before you get an animal. It's not happening as much as it was in the past, but a lot of people will feel sad because maybe the elderly relative's pet has passed away and they want to get them a surprise. But a puppy isn't always a good idea. And sometimes people don't want to replace a pet when it's gone because they're thinking, well, you know, now I can do the things I wasn't able to do before because when I have the pet at home. So always talk to the person. And same with, you know, Valentine's Day, don't be rushing out and buying pets for loved ones.
If somebody wants to adopt a dog from you, how is the process working at the moment?
Sorry, I'm there back in yet.
So how is the adoption process working at the moment? Presumably we can't go in and look at all the poor cute pooches inside in the pound or however it normally works.
No. So what we're doing in the DSPCA is basically it's online. So people go online, they fill in an application form for a dog they've seen that they like or a cat. And then what's happening is the adoption girls are going through the applications. If the animal is booked nearly straight away, a reservation is made, then they will put the people on the list and sort of say, well, we now know that you're looking for a three-legged, one-eyed, no-tailed, older dog. And they will then put people on a list. So if something else comes in to match, they can ring them up. But obviously all the adoption process and the meet and greet is all happening virtually online. So people are looking at videos, they're having chats on the phone, they're talking all about the needs of the animal. And it's working quite well, because it means people who might have thought they wanted a puppy are now having to think a little bit more, and they're not getting distracted when they're walking past the puppies to, you know, when okay. they thought they were heading for an adult dog. So we okay. do think matches are being made much better.
But I presume, is there a case of that people need to take what's going at the moment? I presume you can't come in with too much of a wish list.
No, you can't, absolutely. And that's the problem. And a lot of the people don't really know what they want. They think they know they want something. And obviously we've seen some gorgeous dogs around, and people are getting a chance to see a lot of the sort of mixed breed dogs, like the Cavachons and the Cavapoos and all these things. But it is very much kind of a what comes into your rescue centre. And you do need to be patient, because it does take a while to get a rescue dog. You could be end up waiting and looking on the websites for a couple of weeks, even a couple of months. But it's much better than rushing out and buying an animal that you've seen online, because we are trying to discourage people from buying from people who are breeding for profit, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. They are being bred for profit.
Okay, so like a lot of people think I'm buying off a breeder, that this is a kind of a legitimate kind of thing or anything, but you would recommend staying away.
Yeah, because unless you've actually...
Okay, I think we've lost Gillian there.